Local LLM hardware choices compared. The recent surge in local LLM experimentation is driving nuanced hardware debates among enthusiasts and professionals alike. Users evaluating platforms for running models like LAMA 70B face a familiar crossroads: modern consumer-grade AM5 versus older workstation-class TRX4 Threadripper systems. The AM5 platform offers cutting-edge PCIe 5.0 and speedy DDR5 memory, supporting the latest Zen 5 CPUs, e.g. Ryzen 9950X, but with constraints on memory capacity and PCIe lanes. TRX4, though older and limited to PCIe 4.0 and DDR4, shines with support for up to 256GB RAM and a broader selection of workstation motherboards, key if one's workloads demand massive context windows or multiple GPUs. For running LAMA 370B at Q4KM quantization, the consensus is that dual RTX 3090s, even at PCIe 5.0 8x8 on AM5, deliver comparable throughput to TRX4's 4.1616. The decision pivots on expansion plans. AM5's modern architecture and higher frequency DDR5 generally outperform TRX4 for most users not requiring 128GB RAM or more than 2 GPUs. Notably, stability at high RAM capacities on AM5 can be a concern. But for most local LLM applications, especially inferencing and light fine-tuning, AM5's blend of speed and future-proofing is compelling unless specific memory or PCIe requirements tip the balance. Real-world builds echo these trade-offs. One user's new setup, featuring a Ryzen 7 5800X 64GB RAM and dual RTX 3090 Ti cards, is being tailored for VLM and Hugging Face workflows, with Open Web UI as a GPT front-end and plans for RAG, TTS STT, and Home Assistant integration. Power management, e.g. capping GPU draw to avoid tripping breakers, and leveraging rack mount clusters for ancillary tasks are practical concerns in such home labs. The migration away from Apple Silicon, M3 Ultra Max Studio, to x86-64, driven by greater flexibility and compatibility, reflects a broader trend in the local LLM community. Efficient LLM fine-tuning advances. Fine-tuning large language models remains resource-intensive, but parameter-efficient fine-tuning, PEF techniques, are rapidly democratizing adaptation. Rather than updating all model parameters, PEF methods surgically tune a small subset or inject trainable components, reducing both compute and memory demands. Prompt tuning and P-tuning introduce trainable tokens or embeddings, leaving the model weights untouched. This is lightweight and well-suited for multitask or natural language understanding scenarios. Prefix tuning targets generative tasks by inserting embeddings at every transformer block. Adapter tuning goes further, inserting small, trainable modules into each layer, allowing direct adaptation with minimal overhead. LoRA, low-rank adaptation, and its derivatives are now the de facto standard for scalable fine-tuning. LoRA modifies only low-rank matrices, A and B, within weight updates, slashing memory usage. Variants like QLoRA combine quantization and LoRA, enabling fine-tuning of 65B models on a single GPU, while LoRAFe and Vera introduce additional efficiency and stability tweaks. AdaLoRA dynamically adjusts rank allocation per layer, optimizing for importance via singular value decomposition. The latest innovation, DORA, Decomposed Low Rank Adaptation, separates weight magnitude and direction, applying LoRA only to direction and training magnitude independently. This modularity offers enhanced control, especially in transfer learning or multi-domain settings. In practice, PEF strategies are enabling local LLM practitioners to adapt massive models to niche tasks, customer support flows, document summarization, even personal data recovery, without the prohibitive costs of full fine-tuning. Structure over prompt engineering for LLM agents. Building reliable, production-grade LLM agents requires more than stacking retrieval and prompts. Practitioner deploying open-source models, like Mistral and Llama, for customer support workflows found that traditional RAG, retrieval augmented generation pipelines, combined with elaborate prompt engineering, failed to deliver consistent, high-quality outputs, especially in multi-turn flows and edge cases. Switching to a structured modeling framework, Parlant, allowed behavior to be defined in modular, testable units instead of sprawling prompts. This structural approach made it possible to trace errors, enforce business rules, and ensure tone consistency. The result? the agent achieved over 90% intent success rate across 80-plus intents with minimal hallucination. The take-home message is clear. As LLMs become more capable, robust agent design increasingly depends on explicit, testable logic and modular workflows, not just clever prompt hacks. This stance is echoed in the coding agent domain, where a seasoned RAG consultant argues that traditional retrieval pipelines are now a liability for coding agents. With modern models like Claude 4.0 boasting massive context windows, agents should mimic human code exploration, navigating folder structures, following imports, reading related files, rather than ingesting isolated code chunks via RAG. The obsession with RAG is seen as outdated, especially when context quality, not just quantity, is what actually enables senior engineer performance from AI assistants. Secure, standardized AI tool deployment. The Model Context Protocol, MCP, ecosystem is maturing, with new tooling focused on security, reproducibility, and user-friendliness. ToolHive, a lightweight utility, simplifies MCP server deployment by running everything inside locked-down containers, minimizing attack surfaces, and enforcing best practices for secrets management. By leveraging OCI container standards and offering a curated MCP registry, ToolHive enables seamless, secure, and repeatable deployments, critical for enterprise and regulated environments. The push for generic plug-and-play ingestion to memory layers is also gaining traction. Developers are prototyping tools that can take arbitrary data streams, text, audio, video binaries, and index them in a vector store, instantly searchable via MCP by any local LLM. The goal: slash the friction between raw data and LLM augmented search, making it trivial to build custom knowledge bases or chatbot memories. This is especially timely as semantic caching libraries like Semantic Cache for Go are making it easier to cache and retrieve data by vector similarity, using local or cloud-based embedding providers for fast, scalable retrieval. Real-world LLM use cases and recovery tasks. Local LLMs are finding novel, practical applications beyond the usual text generation. One user recovering from data loss is exploring how LLMs can sift through hundreds of thousands of recovered text files, config files, JSONs, bookmarks, passwords to categorize, summarize, and even merge versions. With tools like Cobalt CPP, users seek models and interfaces that can intelligently label files, e.g., this looks like browser history from X to Y, move to Mozilla Rescue folder, streamlining post-recovery triage in ways that would be prohibitively tedious by hand. This appetite for workflow automation is mirrored in the AI Runner 4.10 release, which refactors its LLM agent infrastructure for robustness and testability, enhances compatibility with PySide 6/Qt 6, and expands test coverage across GUI and utility functions. The focus is on reliability and maintainability, crucial for workflows that increasingly blur the lines between consumer tinkering and production-grade automation. Model benchmarks, quantization, and open-source progress. Open-source LLMs are rapidly closing the gap with proprietary models, thanks to aggressive quantization, post-training optimization, and robust benchmarking. DeepSeek R10528, for example, boasts a leap in reasoning depth and accuracy, with AIME 2025 test scores jumping from 70% to 87.5% after leveraging larger context windows, 23K tokens per question on average, and refined post-training. The model now approaches the performance of industry leaders like O3 and Gemini 2.5 Pro. On the infrastructure side, projects like QuantStack's WAN 2.1 VASE 14BG enable direct GG format conversions for diffusion models, supporting efficient local inference and experimentation. Meanwhile, the MM Longbench benchmark from Edinburgh NLP provides a comprehensive suite for evaluating long context vision language models, LCVLMs, across tasks like visual RAG, many-shot in-context learning, PDF summarization, and long document VQA, representing a critical step for fair, transparent comparison of multimodal models. For fast embedding generation, Model 2VEC RS offers a Rust-native, high-performance static embedding library, making it practical to integrate compact, sentence transformer-based embeddings into Rust applications or CLI workflows. This kind of tooling is essential for building responsive, scalable vector stores and semantic caches in modern AI systems. Developer tooling, reproducibility, and emerging languages. Amid the AI gold rush, the perennial headaches of developer reproducibility and environment drift remain unsolved for many. Nix, the functional package manager, is gaining renewed attention for its ability to deliver truly reproducible development environments, solving issues like works on my machine at the architectural level. Despite its learning curve and arcane documentation, Nix's maturing ecosystem is attracting those tired of debugging build failures caused by subtle dependency mismatches. On the language front, Teal emerges as a statically typed dialect of Lua, aiming to bring TypeScript-like safety and structure to the otherwise dynamic Lua world. Teal's design philosophy prioritizes minimalism and embeddability, offering type annotations, generics, and interfaces without sacrificing Lua's portability. This aligns with a broader trend. Developers are demanding both flexibility and correctness, whether building LLM agents or embedded systems. Research, high-speed imaging, and optomagnetism breakthroughs. Outside the core AI sphere, foundational research in imaging and nanotechnology continues to push technical boundaries. One study demonstrates that by adding a simple diffuser to a conventional rolling shutter camera and using compressive sampling, it's possible to achieve video capture at over 100,000 frames per second, orders of magnitude faster than typical consumer hardware. The trick: random point spread function engineering and compressed sensing algorithms exploit scene sparsity, reconstructing high-speed video from a single frame. This opens the door to affordable high-speed imaging for scientific, industrial, and even consumer applications. Meanwhile, researchers have reported a 1,000-fold enhancement of light-induced magnetism in plasmonic gold nanoparticles via the inverse Faraday effect, IFE, compared to bulk gold. The induced magnetization is both massive and ultra-fast, sub-picosecond in response, hinting at future breakthroughs in optical memory, spintronics, and quantum computation. The mechanism, involving coherent angular momentum transfer from circularly polarized light to the electron gas, exemplifies how fundamental advances in physics can ripple outward to enable new classes of devices and AI hardware.